And this.
All of your liberties, your rights, and your freedom have been taken away from you. And imagine if someone put a camera in the room with you and the group of people who are being imposed upon. What they would see. Because you would definitely figure out a way to get out of that hell. Run!
Set up clip for Underground, brand new WGN America series from your friends here at Tribune Media. Premieres March 9th, 9 o'clock Chicago time, 10 o'clock East and West. Check your listings around America. And Underground stars, amongst other folks, the lovely Journey Smollett-Bell, who's in town today to do an event for Black History Month at Macy's tonight. We'll talk about that, too, in a second. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for taking the time. I know you've been doing TV this morning. I appreciate you jumping on the phone with us.
Oh, thank you for taking the time to talk with me.
All right, let's start with the Black History Month event. That's tonight at Macy's?
Yeah, the State Street Macy's at 5:30. Myself and Soraya from Empire will be there. We'll be talking about Black history and, you know, really the people that have paved the way for us to be in the positions we are today.
And you have been doing this for a while. Am I right? Weren't you, you were doing a movie at 9 or 10 years old, weren't you?
You're talking about Eve's Bayou?
Eve's Bayou, yeah. But didn't you do, somebody told me you did a part in Jack?
I did. That was my first film, actually, when I was like 7.
There you go.
I mean, I've been doing this my entire life, literally. I've been in front of the camera since I was 10 months old.
Who got you into business?
My older siblings wanted to be like the Huxtable kids, and so they started off in New York modeling and doing commercials, and my mom, you know, kind of put me in after, you know, a photographer just wanted to throw me in the shop when I was a baby.
Sure.
So I started modeling diapers.
Did you know you liked it right away, or was there some point where you rebelled and said, no, I want to work for a living and not do this?
You know, for me, it was like Little League for a lot of other kids. It was like a hobby. You know, I wasn't pressured to do it, so that's why I'm still doing it today, because, you know, once I did Eve's Bayou, I really found a love for it, for the actual craft, you know, the art of really losing yourself in a character, for me, is something that I really am in love with, and that's why I'm still doing it today.
You've got an amazing group of collaborators on Underground. First off, tell people about Underground. What's the show?
You know, Underground is about the Underground Railroad.
Right.
It's about a group of brave men and women who dare to escape a plantation in 1857 and run over 600 miles to their freedom, and it's about the people who assist them along the way.
I grew up in a little town in upstate New York where there's a village called Freeville, and in this farm country, this dairy farm country in upstate New York, there are a series of houses where the houses go back to the mid-19th century.
Wow.
And these latches and these areas where the Underground Railroad existed are still there. And they're landmarks.
Wow.
They're landmarks now, obviously. But I always thought that was really cool as a kid, because you'd go in there, and it's a great way to obviously teach a kid's history and what a big deal that was and what it meant. You know, and it's, you know, I'm almost 55, and I remember that like it was yesterday when we'd go in and take a look at it. So it's cool. You know, it's just cool to be able to see it.
Amazing when you walk into preserved buildings like that. I mean, you can just feel the spirit. For us, we shot on real plantations in Baton Rouge, and we shot also at the LSU Rural Life Museum, which are preserved slave quarters. And just stepping inside the slave shacks and stepping onto the grounds of the plantation, it definitely, you know, you feel the spirit of the past.
It's incredible. And, you know, when you think about the horror, the nightmare that slaves went through in this country, and again, kids, not that long ago, but then you got all of these white folks in the North who risked their lives because they didn't even know if their neighbors would turn them in. It was like a, you know, at times it was like a Nazi youth thing.
It really was. In, you know, 1857, it was a desperate and dangerous time. You know, the Underground Railroad was the first integrated civil rights movement in our nation. And
right.
You had all these amazing white Americans in the North who, you know, really didn't have a lot to gain other than their conscience.
Right.
You know, other than protecting their morals and their values. You know, they put their lives at risk and put their necks out for people who were strangers. And, you know, our series really explores the complex decisions, you know, that they were faced with and putting their families in danger. And really how this whole complex system of the Underground Railroad really helped make our nation a better country. I mean, we don't know where we'd be if it hadn't been for brave men and women like the ones in our show.
You know, I know that you do some a lot of stuff related to being an activist as well, and that's real work, too, including being a board member. I think you're still doing this, Artists for a New South Africa?
Yeah, and the Children's Defense Fund. I'm on the board of that. My mentor is Marion Wright Edelman, who's, I mean, she's a living saint. You know, she doesn't quit and never gets tired of the work and is on the front lines every day, you know, trying to get Congress to pass bills that protect children here in America. And, you know, for me, being a part of social activism and social justice work, that's food for my soul. You know, that's like the tangible work that actually matters.
Got to pay it back, right? Pay it back, pay it forward.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, to whom much is given, much is expected.
Well, I'm looking forward to the show, and I'm glad, you know, we are the Tribune Media Company here, so I'm glad that we're continuing to invest in new programming. And for those of you that watch Salem and Manhattan, you know how good those shows were, and this is the latest. Underground, again, it premieres March 9th, 9 o'clock Chicago, 10 o'clock East and West, and check your local listings around the country. And look for Journey Smollett-Bell. You're playing Rosalie, right?
Yeah, I play Rosalie, a young woman who's never been outside of the plantation and has to face the choice of, you know, does she run or not and leave her family behind, which was a very difficult decision to make in 1857 because it could mean death.
Amen to that. Well, God bless and keep up the great work, and I hope it's a huge hit.
Bless you. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat.
Take care. That's Journey Smollett-Bell. Beautiful girl, by the way.